think I'm ready.
Is ready?
Yes, okay. So, my name is Terry McBride. It is December 21st, Wednesday in 2016. We are at the Southern Inyo Healthcare Facility in Lone Pine, California, in Rolf Brown's room. The interview is with Rolf Brown, a former student at Stewart Indian School. We will be discussing his experiences as a student. This interview is being conducted for the Stewart Indian School Oral History Project for the Nevada Indian Commission and will be archived at the Stewart Indian School Cultural Center and the State Library and Archives and Special Collections at the University of Nevada, Reno. So, sir, what is your name?
Rolf Brown.
And when were you born and where were you born?
1929 in Darwin, California. It's a little town over here, going to Death Valley.
Okay. And how many people were in your family?
What I remember is I had two sisters and another. Five of us, me and Ralph and Warren and my two sisters.
Okay. So you had two brothers and two sisters?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you grow up around other Indian families when you were little?
No, not right away I didn't.
Okay.
Because we were down Lake Hughes. You know where Lake Hughes is?
Yes.
That's where they took us. So we didn't see any Indians until we came to Bishop.
So did you have a lot of contact with Anglos, with white families then?
He and his brother were adopted by a white family.
Oh. No, not a real lot. I don't remember a lot of them. Now, they get together and they'll go up to my foster sister's home in Hamel Valley. Her name's Jeannie. And she's
And I'm sorry, you said what valley?
Hamel. H-A-M-I-L. It's the north of Bishop. But not 395, you go the other way.
Did you celebrate American Indian ceremonies before you went to Stewart?
No.
No? So what language was spoken in your household when you were a child?
Yeah, Shoshone.
And was there problems communicating between the parents and the children? Or the older relatives and the children?
No, we all talked English.
Okay.
I didn't learn any Indian language. Just a little bit of Paiute.
Were any of your other family members educated at Stewart School?
No.
His twin brother Ralph was
there. Did your brother Ralph go there?
Yeah, he went to school too.
Okay. Okay, Rolf, What years were you at Stewart Indian School? Do you remember?
1941 to 47.
And how did you end up going to Stewart in the first place?
We couldn't function in the public school in Bishop. We started there. I remember I went there to the fifth grade. And they took us out of there and sent us to Stewart in 1941.
So somebody made you go to Stewart?
I don't know about that part, but we couldn't function there at public school, I guess you call it.
Yeah.
Until after, we went to, at first we went to West Bishop School.
Okay.
There's a school out there, West Bishop. That's a Presbyterian church now. And then they closed that down and we had to go to the grammar school in Bishop.
Okay.
And I went there about a year or so. I remember it, and they took us out of there and sent us to Stewart, me and my brother.
So, that first trip, when you went to Stewart for the first time, how did you get there? Did you drive? Did somebody take a bus?
A school bus took us up there.
And were you old enough to understand where you were going when you got on that bus?
Yeah, we were told that we were going to Nevada, to go to school in Nevada. And I didn't know where until we got there.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask you some questions about your time at the school. What was your first impression when you got there?
The Stewart?
Mm-hmm. When you got off that bus.
We were in a gymnasium. There were beds in the, they were fixing the old school up, a dormitory. They had to work on it before we can move to the dormitory, so we all stayed in a gymnasium.
Okay. This is a general question. Did you enjoy being a student at Stewart?
Yeah.
You did? Why? What about it?
Well, as soon as we were in the fifth grade, I was there till high school started. They moved us from there to the large boys' side. Different dormitories over by the gymnasium.
Okay.
And that's where me and Ralph, we were separated then. We lived in different dormitories. Mm-hmm. Which we got used to that. We got used to standing in line to get to dinner and our meals at the dining room and stuff. But we come back and we go to a different dormitory, so we knew where we were at during the day. And after school, we had a little trouble in school. There wasn't trouble with the names. My name was spelled R-O-L-P-H. This was R-A. And we got our names all mixed up. They did. For papers and stuff. So later on, I changed mine to R-O-L-F. So they could tell who was who.
That'd be trouble.
So when you left home to go to Stewart, do you remember what you took with you? And how you chose
to take? Suitcase. We both got a suitcase for our birthday. And we took our regular clothes, what was like a suit. You know, they matched the pants and shirts. Were a coat. They were like a little suit. And we didn't dress in dungarees or nothing until we got to Stewart. Then we started changing, like dressed like they did. They had Levi's and coveralls and, you know, denim, all that, and jackets. That we went to work in. I mean, see, we went to school. If we go to high school, we went half a day and worked half a day.
Right.
Like at the farm or at the shops.
Right.
And we raised our own potatoes and agriculture they had a school ranch at Jack Valley.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They raised cattle too.
Right.
Raised beef. And we had some, we grew potatoes up there. Which was gathered by the students when came time to pick them.
Right.
We had a digger, one long digger, and we'd put them in sacks and send them to Stewart. To a cellar there at the farm. And the cattle was our meat supply. Whenever they needed a beef, they'd send get whatever, how many they, I don't know what. Sent it to a slaughterhouse in Minden, Nevada. They slaughtered there and cut it up and sent it to Stewart.
Right.
And in cold storage, kept it in cold storage. That's just what I remember. We raised most of our beef and potatoes, and we picked. Let's see what else. I don't know, we had apples and oranges too, but we didn't grow them there. They were shipped in. See, that train went past Stewart too. The VNT. It went to Gardnerville and turned around and went back past Stewart. And Carson went up to Reno. Went back and forth like that. And that was a lot of supplies were shipped in by train. The
supplies, yeah.
There was a place there on the campus where they push the trains in and park them, and they leave them there until we unloaded them.
Oh.
Same way with the coal. They burn coal in a big plant, the power plant.
Right.
So we had to unload all that coal I mean, it dumped itself. But we had to get them clean away from the track so the train could pull out.
Right.
I remember that.
Right, so I have some more questions about the vocational training in a little bit. Did you get packages from home at Stewart? Like, did they send you care packages?
Yeah, like at Christmas. They sent us packages. Or foster folks sent a lot of home cookies and cake and stuff to us, too, up there. Besides our presents, we get to get gloves and shirts and our pants.
Did you have any problems sending mail out?
No.
No? Did they censor the letters from the students? Do you know?
Censor? No.
No, they didn't read the students' letters.
In school, they gave us a... Well, we had our own tablets, but we write a letter. They gave us envelope with a stamp, you know, stamped envelopes.
Okay.
And we'd write a letter, and the teacher would read it first, correct it, make sure we didn't... make sure that, you know, we write in English, which we did all the time anyway, but... But they were mailed to the Faulkners and Bishop, and then they'd write back, and they'd send us packages during Christmas.
Did you purchase things at the student store, Novake?
Yeah.
Yeah, what kinds of things?
Oh, candy. Candy and Pepsi, I remember that.
Candy?
Little bottles of Pepsi.
Oh, Pepsi.
Yeah. And little cupcakes, chocolate cupcakes, or candy.
Big sweet
tooth. That was sold at the store.
And you talked a little bit about this earlier, but what was living in the dorms like? Was that fun? Was that not fun?
Yeah, it was it wasn't bad. I mean, we learned how to, well, could have had to sweep our own rooms out. And on a weekend, like on Saturday, we had to scrub the rooms. They had hardwood floors. We had to scrub out the rooms in. And the ones, well, what was detailed were different, like the hallways and the lavatory, the basement. Each one had a different job to do. And the next year we come back with the different things to do, not the same every year. We change around, we worked in the basement, then we changed, we went upstairs, the hallways, the lavatories, and the dining room. I mean, not the dining room, the sitting room. But we had our own meetings in there.
And so, what was eating in the dining hall like, and what was the food like there?
It was a regular, yeah, I worked in the kitchen too.
Okay.
And I helped, mix salads and peel potatoes. And,
was the food okay?
Yeah.
It was? Did you have a favorite teacher?
What?
Did you have a favorite teacher?
A favorite. No, I just remember the first one we had in the fifth grade. She was an Indian woman. See, all the other teachers are white and Indian. But she was an Indian woman. Her name was Mrs. Harner.
Mrs. what?
Harner. H-A-R.
Harner.
N-O-E-R or something like that. And we got along okay with her, me and my brother. She seen that we didn't get, you know, other students get above us or, you know, push us around or anything. Because, see, there were different tribes there. From different parts of the country. Oregon, I remember Oregon, and Juan Nevada was one of them, main one, in California. And there would be fights. We got in fights on the playground and in the dormitories. And but it didn't last long because he wasn't a teacher. I forgot what they call him. Well, anyway, he was in charge of the boys, and well, the girls had their own. So they kept us separated, you know. So we didn't mix with the girls. They stayed on that side of the campus, and we had our own side toward the farm down that way. So we didn't. Only time we got to visit with the girls was after dinner. You can go up different parts of the campus and go to the store and buy some goodies if you had money. Buy little cakes or Pepsi or something. And just talk and visit, and then certain time then everybody went back to their own dormitory for a night call, like a bed call, you know. Make sure everybody was in the right place.
Well, so did you have a favorite class?
A favorite one? No.
Well, what about vocational training? What kinds of skills were you taught when you went there?
I went to the shop building. I worked in the shoe shop, preparing shoes.
Mm-hmm. Shoemaking?
Yeah, I like. And then I went to the mechanic shop too. Okay. Tried to learn a little about motors and everything. I didn't get too far in that mechanics. Then I went to the farm and the ranch up. That's what I liked the best, was the farm and the ranch. In Jack's Valley, there was the school farm. We stayed up there. We didn't go to school.
Oh.
We would stay there 6 weeks.
That's why you like that the best.
Yeah. And the boss up there was a white guy, him and his wife. He had a daughter and a son. They went to school, but they went to Gardnerville to school,
okay.
To high school. They didn't go to Stewart.
Right.
But he's a good guy. taught us what we learned now. Well, how to milk cows for one thing. Mm-hmm. They had horses to ride, saddle horses. And we stayed in rooms upstairs above the main ranch house. The dining room and everything was downstairs, and we lived upstairs. Mm-hmm. But we all got along good. There were four students at a time went up there and stayed till the time was up. Then they go back and they stay still, then four more to go up there. So they were year round. There were students working there.
So did you work there in the summers or during the actual school year?
We came home that summer.
Okay.
In the spring, yeah, in May. We stayed home all summer till fall, till school started in September. Then we went back to Stuart. But we'd spend every summer at home. We wouldn't stay in school. Everybody went home then.
Right, okay.
If they had a home, or an old order, I learned later on that some of the students went home and went to another school for the summer. Or went to other caretakers.
Right.
Because I was just learning about the Indians then. Before that, we didn't know anything about Indians until we went to Stuart. Well, we got to Bishop first, and we didn't live in right in town. We lived in Tungsten City. There was where they milled and had mines way up there in the foothill next to Mount Tom, up the Round Valley. We lived up there because our stepdad, he was a miner in a tungsten, and they drove us down to the bus stop from Tungsten City to that road I forgot the name of that road that goes from Red Hill to the highway, 395, mm-hmm. And it comes straight across to the little road that goes up Bishop Creek Road is road that came into town, not just 395, yeah. But remember that we had to catch the bus to school. First time we had to walk. We had to walk there. We didn't walk to school, they took us to school. We had to walk home. Mm-hmm. They'd come and get us. Sometimes we'd walk a couple of miles, maybe 3 miles, till they came and picked us up and took us home, back up to the Tungsten City. That was a good place, so I liked that place, because we had a lot of places to go hiking and went in some of them old mines. We were told not to win in mine, but we did anyway. Mm-hmm. I remember there was an old orca we played with. We pushed it back in as far as we could on the tracks, and we'd start pushing it, and we'd jump on and ride it out of the cave. There to the ore bin, you know, where they dumped the ore.
Right.
There's a big post across the road, and it stopped there. And they dump it, and they push it back down, and they push it back in their mine.
Right.
You know, the old time we were up there. Uh-huh. Those cars were still there yet. They were still rolling. That's what we'd play on. We were told not to do that, but we did. Because nobody went with us when we went on hiking. We were alone.
Yeah.
One time they bought us a Santa horse to ride to school. When we went to West Bishop, but we didn't ride it all the way to school. We rode it to the Odie School. There's a little store in West Bishop there. We knew that guy that ran the store, and we'd leave our horses in his pasture until after school, and we'd walk back to the store, get our horse, and ride back to the mines.
Right.
Yeah, one time we didn't even go to school. We rode around all day until it's on our report card we missed. So we didn't know that they wrote us down in a report card. But we couldn't lie out of that one.
Yeah.
So they took the horse away from us.
Oh.
Well, that's when we started riding a bus after that. We started riding a school bus to work, to school.
So, did you graduate from Stewart?
What?
Did you graduate from Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 1948.
And I know you're going to love this topic. Describe what the athletics at Stewart meant to you. Did you play sports?
Yeah.
What sports did you play?
Football, we started with.
And
then after that, they had a basketball and boxing. I tried to play a little basketball, but I wasn't tall. I didn't feel very, I wasn't very tall. So I got into boxing.
Okay.
I liked that better.
Mm-hmm.
So I skated with the boxing. Every year I went back.
Were you in some championships in boxing?
Some what?
Were you in some championships?
Yeah.
In boxing?
Yeah, when the flyweight. That was the lightest weight. It was a flyweight, 112. In 1944. I remember that because I still have that trophy.
So you won that year in that weight class?
Yeah. And then I went up to, next year I was heavier, I went up to 118.
Okay.
Which was a bantamweight.
What is it?
Bantamweight.
So after 1944, then you bumped up to the bantamweight class?
Yeah.
And how'd you do?
I didn't win much in that one.
Oh.
Then I moved up. The next year I was 35. That's a lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heaviest I got in this. Where I stayed, I didn't get heavier than that. I stayed in featherweight class.
Featherweight?
No, wait, lightweight, I mean. 135 pounds, yeah. I boxed in them weight classes, and I won one in Reno. Then we went to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Boy, we didn't do very good down there. Them guys are tough guys. They're fast. You know, they're more experienced than we were. But we stayed there through the tournament. Then we came back to Stewart. But we didn't go down there very much. Because when they did, they... had to get different cars to take us. We didn't go on a bus when we had a, remember, two cars or a panel truck that
right.
we had to travel in.
Okay.
And we all stopped to eat lunch or something. We all go in the restaurant and sit down and eat. Of course, we had a, now we go to Frisco, they had a hotel rented for the team.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that because it was on Market Street. Right across the main road there to the Civic Auditorium. We walked from the hotel over to the Civic Auditorium when the fight started.
Right.
And when that was all over, we all piled in the car and we came back to Stuart.
And you also played football. How many years did you play football?
About three.
3 years? Can I ask, what kinds of events or activities did you go to at the auditorium on campus? What kinds of things did you go do at the auditorium?
Auditorium?
Mm-hmm. Like where there was seats and a stage?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, that's where we had movies. Wanted to see some movies on a Saturday. Or Sunday, whenever they had a one of those projectors you sit. It was one of those great big wheels like that. And in the aisle there, way at the back. And they had a screen on the stage, they let it down.
Right.
And that's where we're seeing the movies from. Instructor that could change the reels and stuff when it ended, and put another reel on the storyteller.
Oh.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of Western movies and Tarzan movies and stuff like that. And Frankenstein. I remember those movies.
Did the boys and girls get to sit together in there?
No.
No. Okay, so girls on one side and boys on the other.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about social events on campus? Were there dances? Did you do things like that?
Oh, yeah, they had dances.
Uh-huh.
School dance in the gymnasium. They had a... Well, they didn't have a band. They had a jukebox. That played the music.
Oh.
They changed records, so whichever they wanted to hear. But that was all. They didn't have a band or anything like that. And they had a carnival there too, school carnival. And the students, we didn't handle any money. We had big rolls of tickets. You know, a dime, 5 cents, 25 cents. And you bought whatever you could. If you had any money, then you take those tickets and use them different things around the gym,
mm-hmm.
like pitch and ball, or darts, and basketball, and then they take the ticket away. They didn't let us have any money in there, because they didn't, they thought we'd lose some of it, or somebody take more than we wanted them to.
Right.
So we just had those tickets to use. So,
right.
And remember that because I saved money when I worked in the summer. That's Bishop. I worked in a dairy. I worked baling hay, hauling hay, and mostly farm work. That's why I like farm.
Like being outside. So were you in any like clubs or groups, like the marching band or social clubs like that on campus?
Oh yeah.
What were those?
Oh yeah. Well, I wasn't in any band. I wasn't in a band or... There was a... Well, I didn't do much. I didn't do any dancing either. I didn't know how to dance. I never learned how to dance, so I didn't go to very much to the dances. I couldn't congregate with the girls and stuff and doing that. Mm-hmm. So I just left it alone and we did other things with the boys in there.
For the buildings on campus, what experience, do you have experiences in any particular building that stand out to you? You did just talk about the gym and that school carnival. You know, like the gym or the dorms or the infirmary.
Oh, the dining room.
The dining hall, yeah.
Yeah.
The shops, the workshops, and or just the campus grounds themselves. Do you have any particular... you know, memory of any of those buildings that you'd like to share? You told me about the school carnival that was in the gym.
Yeah.
She used to work in the bakery on Cross.
And I worked, well, I told you I worked in a shoe shop.
I worked in the shoe shop.
And a mechanic shop. And a paint shop. I did painting. I mean, you know, not, you know, a house. Painting with a roller and brushes, doing a wall and ceiling and...
Did you go to church at Stewart?
Oh yeah.
Which one?
It was called a mission. And they, a lot of, well I'm a Presbyterian. And they had a Catholic in the auditorium. That was a Catholic class. But we never went, we weren't Catholic, so we didn't do any of those Catholic did we went to the mission. They had all kind of a, I don't say religion, I mean, yeah, religion. They could be any kind other than Catholic. And I didn't I didn't do any thing. I didn't play an instrument. I never learned how to play a guitar till real late way into school. Some guys had a guitar, brought a guitar to school. And I'd listen to them and watch them. And I started learning from them how to hold chords. Then that summer I went home, I bought a guitar. A little cheap guitar in the store and was learning on that. But I did learn. I still have a play guitar. I have one that's at home.
Uh-huh.
No, it isn't. It's with you.
I have your guitar? Frank, can I have your guitar?
Yeah. Katie's keeping it for me. It's a Martin guitar, one of the... See, it costs about $80-some dollars.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So, are there any classmates you have memories of from Stewart?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my buddies?
Yeah.
Sure.
Who were they?
Do you want to know their name?
Sure.
Oh, well, from Bishop, for one thing, there was Ryan Williams and Bill Turner.
And you went to Stewart with these guys?
Yeah. Well, they were from Bishop, too.
Do you remember any friends from Stewart School, Uncle Rolf?
What?
Do you remember any of your friends from the Stewart School when you went there?
Yeah. I don't know if they're alive or not. I haven't seen them in years. Of course, they're as old as I am now, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 86. 80, I think 86 or 87.
I think you're
87 now. Yeah. You had your birthday a little while back. May. So were there any friends from home at Stewart, like from Bishop? Did you know other kids from Bishop that were at Stewart when you were there?
Yeah.
Okay. So... were you friends with them at school?
Yeah.
And then you were friends with them in the summer when you all came back from...
Yeah.
...to Bishop? Okay. A few more here. Did you ever get sick at Stewart?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you have to go to the infirmary?
Sure, I had the measles.
Oh.
One time we had and the mumps. I remember that. That's when a lot of school kids were getting mumps. And we'd end up in a hospital. You know, they had a hospital there too.
Right. Yeah. What was that like?
It was good. It was we had brother doctors and nurses. A lot of Indian girls were being trained as a nurse too. They were being nurses. So we knew some of them in the hospital.
Okay, this is... more personal. Were you... as a student, were you shy? Were you mischievous? Were you happy? Were you quiet? Were you sad? What kind of student? What kind of kid were you?
Well, shy for one thing.
Shy?
Yeah, because I couldn't. I mean, that's what I didn't. I didn't learn how to dance, so then I couldn't. Communicate with a girl like that, you know, like. But I, in school, like during a play we've done, we learn our parts and say them.
Yeah. So you were in a play? Is that what you said? You were in a play at Stewart?
Yeah. I mean, all the grades had something they did in an auditorium. Or you know, what they wanna, what they learn in class, and if they wanted to, you know, get up in front and say poems or read of something that you did in school.
Right.
But I never... Oh, yeah, was playing drums, too, with about four other kids. I mean, boys. We went to the music teacher was teaching us how to play a drum. The little drum, those snares.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little drumming class, like. I don't remember. Today I couldn't play a drum.
So when you were at Stewart, can you remember back, what were your future plans? What were you thinking you were going to do when you got done with school?
Oh, far as I knew, I was going to be a rancher.
Did you think that there was a sense of camaraderie between the students? Like they felt just, they felt like they were like the Stewart student community?
Do what?
Did you feel like all the students at Stewart had camaraderie between them? Like they felt like they belonged to just the Stewart student community, or was everyone just kind of off doing their own thing, and when they went home at the summers, they didn't really think about school, or...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is there a connection with other Stewart students?
Yeah.
Is there? When you find out somebody also went to Stewart when you meet them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When
we used to take him up to the townhouse when his health was better. A few years back, we'd run into somebody, you know, spend time with them. And this also gets to the whole student population. What was it like for so many people from different places and different tribes to be all together there on one campus? Think it was okay?
No, they didn't all get along. Because I remember some of them would talk their Indian language. Mm. And they weren't supposed to talk Indian. If they were heard talking their language, they'd be punished. They're supposed to talk English. You're there to learn English.
Right.
And you don't talk the language here. Any place. Or any time they told. Well, I couldn't talk Indian anyway. I didn't know. Because I wasn't raised with Indians. So I didn't... I started learning, though.
What did they do to them? How did they punish them?
They put them to work on weekends, doing different, like picking up trash on the lawns. And well, another thing they had, but everybody did that, was a pickup game, they called it. When we were in grammar school, yeah. We had one instructor with us, and they'd march us all around the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd pick up papers and anything else, cups and stuff that was thrown out. cars that come in. A lot of cars come there on the weekend, come to visit their own kids. Mm-hmm. I remember that because we never had anybody come visit us. Just one time.
Hello. You okay?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, I'm just dropping.
Yeah, I haven't done this yet.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I don't need any more.
Okay. We just keep on giving it to you, huh?
Yeah. That's too much.
There's an assistant in here. We're pausing.
There's no room on Chuck's table, is there?
It's okay.
I think it was a pie or a cake.
Oh, yeah,
we're almost done.
I know you won't turn that down. Like sweets.
So these questions, Rolf, are about after you left Stewart. Where did you go after you finished Stewart?
Well, I came home. I'd come home every time after.
No, but when you graduated.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't come home then.
Okay, where'd you go?
I enlisted in the Navy about 2 weeks before school was out. A group of us went up to Reno. Someone in the Marines, some picked Army, and I picked the Navy. And we got registered up there before we went home.
Okay.
So I didn't go home then.
Okay.
As soon as we were ready to go at school, I went to Reno. The coach, you know, gives a ride up there, and then we'll put on trains. And the first thing I remember, they took us to Oakland.
Oakland?
But we didn't stay there. From there, we went south.
Right.
When I joined the Navy, so I was headed for San Diego.
Right.
So that's where I ended up, in San Diego.
Okay.
In 19... Yeah, when I graduated, 47.
47 or 48?
48, I think. Did I say 48 before?
Yes.
Yeah, 1948. In May. Remember,
So were you drafted or you enlisted?
Enlisted.
Because it was after the war, right?
That was the Korean...
It was after the war, yeah, after World War II.
Before the Korean...
Yeah, I enlisted.
Okay. So then you served in Korea?
Yeah, way at the end.
Okay.
Well, right out of, when I finished the boot training and boot camp,
mm-hmm.
they sent me to a naval air station in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
But I wasn't no airman or anything like that, or going to school. I was a ship's company.
Okay.
You know, I stood the seaman guard and worked in an athletic field, and you know, different things around we had to go through the parade dress, you know, I mean parade. It wasn't like a parade in town, was it? Everybody lined up and did their calisthenics and semaphore, flag signals.
Mm-hmm. What, boot camp or muster?
That was in Memphis, Tennessee. Then from there, I went on I got 3-day leave.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home to Bishop. And I went back to Tennessee. And I went out on another draft from there. I went to North Fort, Virginia. That's where I went aboard the ship over there, in Missouri. A lot of, they were putting different ships were in the harbor there. So that we were on a bus and they let so many off here. That's yours and that's yours and that's yours.
Oh.
So you gotta learn the number and the name of them. But that's gonna be in this home.
Right. And they all look alike.
Yeah. So I learned mine. The Missouri of all things.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know nothing about it till I got aboard and got in. I was in the 6th Division, which is a gunnery department.
Mm-hmm.
I was on an aircraft gun, the first loader on a, you know, them, you grab them shells and jam them down in there with a lot of practice firing
mm-hmm.
on the beaches. Virginia Beach, another beach off, you know, on the Atlantic coast. They have a firing range over there and stuff. And we fired at planes, like a drones flying over. We'd fire at them. We've hardly hit one of those. They're small, you know. And they're fast. Well, all we had to do was just turn the load and fire it, that's all. And when I got aboard ship, I went aboard. I got on an aircraft gun on the ship. We didn't have to fire at any enemy planes though. The big guns did all the firing over there, 5-inch and 16, to the bomb shore bombardments. We had to stand by and watch out for enemy aircraft because they had Dawn Alert and Dusk Alert and. You know, General Quarters, all that, every once in a while, because they might pull another attack like they did in Port Arthur. And then they knew what the. Well, we weren't in Japan. We had a replenishing point in Japan, Sasebo, Japan. They didn't know whether they're Japs or friends now, you know, they're enemies anymore. So we had a replenishing station there. We'd go in and we'd load ammunition and the big guns and load powder. Get all loaded up and go back over to Korea again. And start bombarding with the wherever the ship went to. Mostly over in North Korea, mostly up Pyongyang. Pyongyang and Namhung and we had a lot of names. But we never got shot at or attacked. They were always on the watch for submarines and aircraft. And we went in to bombard on a night or day, you know. So I didn't feel afraid or anything, you know. I felt safe. I wasn't gonna get killed or nothing. Where I know, we're all one group and we all hang together, you know. We don't get separated.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like, you know. That's why I like the Navy, you know. There's one group or division, we hang together, even on going ashore. And well, we're the only one that acquainted with each other. We're not acquainted with everybody on the ship. There's too many. There's 2,500 men on there. Different jobs and all kinds of. So we hung with our own group when we went ashore.
Well, so after your service in the military, what did you do for work?
When I came out?
Yeah, when you were done with the Navy.
Oh. FCA.
Did you come back to Bishop?
Yeah.
And what'd you do?
Oh, I remember now, I got a job with a sawmill.
At a sawmill?
Yeah, I was sent up in the woods. Mm-hmm. I worked in where they cut the trees and loaded the trucks and...
Right.
I was a loader, they called a hooker. Yeah, they had big hooks on them cables. And you hook it in the end of the log and they'd swing it over and load it on the truck.
So do you think that going to Stewart Indian School affected your life afterwards? Would you have signed up for the Navy, for instance? Would you have signed up for the Navy if you weren't at Stewart Indian School? Or do you think you would have?
I probably would later on. I mean, when I got old enough, you know, I was 17 when I finished school.
Yeah.
In 1948, I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
So I was ready to... Well, I joined already in, when the coaches took it up to Reno.
Right.
So all we had to do was wait for the train, get on the train, and it took us away to our boot camp.
Right.
So I never thought I'd be back, but I'd probably go home again on a leave or whatever. Mm-hmm. We were told that we were going to get a leave right after boot camp was over, which is only about a week. You don't get very long.
Right.
And you get back to their station, then you ship out. You know where you're going and you don't even know until they tell you.
And this is, what about your worst memory of Stewart? Do you have a particularly bad memory from Stewart, like getting in trouble or anything?
In trouble? No. I didn't get in a lot of trouble because I was I never was a troublemaker.
Okay.
Even when I was staying with my foster parents.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything out of the law or join any gangs at nighttime. Well, we weren't old enough then, but we went to church. Went to church every Sunday. I went to Bible school too. We were sent to a Bible school.
Okay. What about your best memory of Stewart? What's one of the best memories you have of going there?
Oh, boxing. Winning. Winning in a tournament, a boxing tournament. I won three of them. I think flyweight, bantamweight, and featherweight, yeah. It took a lot of training. But I didn't drink or smoke. So I didn't have to put up with that anymore. Well, anymore, I never did.
Right.
Till I got in the Navy, then I started smoking.
Right.
But during the store, I didn't.
Well, you were an athlete.
Huh?
You were an athlete.
Yeah.
So you were taking care of yourself. So do you share your memories of the Stewart Indian School with your kids or your family? Do you talk about your time at Stewart with them?
Yeah.
And have you, and you have visited the campus since you left as a student, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When's the most recent visit? A couple years ago?
Yeah, we, on Father's Day, they have a big, looks like a powwow, you call it.
Yeah.
On Father's Day.
Yeah.
They still have that every year. I didn't go back this last year. It's on my shoulder, but really nice. I can't sit up very longer.
Are you ready? Do you need your medicine, Uncle Rolf?
I've got one more question.
Okay, so.
We're almost done.
Yeah.
So, any other thoughts? Any other stories you want to tell me about Stewart? You're pretty talked out.
No, I think that's about all.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your memories with me. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad to.